You see? So my dear friends and brothers, you see, they will now admit, yes, our seeing is corrected, our hearing is corrected, our iman is kamal. So what? Return us back to the world. Farjina namal salihan. My dear brothers and friends in Islam, understand this rule thoroughly. If we do not go back to the life style shown by Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam under the orders of Allah, conveyed through the Holy Quran by Jibreel alayhi salam, then on two occasions we will have to cry blood and want to go back, but we cannot go back. So now we have to understand, what is our duty in life? Who will win when this clash between four things takes place? Those who stand upon the invitation. Those who stand up on the invitation. Why? Because there are two powers in this world. One is the power of Khaliq and one is the power of Makhluq. The atom bomb, the hydrogen bomb, the radar, the computer, the machine gun, the Bren gun, the artillery, the jet bombers, the fighting navy, you see, the angels, the rain, the water, the wind, the fire, the earth, the sky, the angels. These are all the power of makhluk. This power of makhluk is statutory. It cannot move. By its own. You see. It has to be moved by the power of Allah. What does the Quran say? The Quran says that the power of Allah will move the power of makhluk in favor of the inviter and against those who disobey the invitation. وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِلَّا اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْآيَاتِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادُ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنْ تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ إِنْ يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, in Surah Hajj, he says, those who will help the deen of Allah, undoubtedly Allah will help them with certainty. Who is Allah? All powerful, overbearing over everything else. He describes his own verse. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُوتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the King of Kings, Allah, the Giver of Kingdom, Allah, the Snatcher of Kingdom, Allah, the Bestower of Honor, Allah, the Bestower of Disgrace, Allah, the Master of every atom in the world, Allah, the Transformer of night into day, Allah, the Transformer of day into night, Allah, the Bringer of life from death, Allah, the Giver of death from life, Allah, and the bestower on whomsoever he likes to the quantity he likes. Such a doer will be on the side of the inviter. Not once, not twice, not thrice. He goes on repeating. With certainty Allah will help. His prophets alayhi salatu salam and the believers in this world and on the day of judgment when angels stand against you in evidence. O the believers, If you will help the deen of Allah, Allah will help you and establish your feet firmly against the enemy. When Allah will help you, no one can overpower you. After giving the guarantees, then he proves that this is not lip service. This is a thing proved, QED, quoted at Devon Stedman. When the theory is proved, they write below it QED. So this is a proof by the Holy Quran. Nuh alayhi salam stood up. His whole tribe opposed him. There is a fixed period for an inviter. During that fixed period, he has to give the invitation, bear all the hardships, believe in Allah, believe in the promises of Allah. When that period is over, he is given the power of dua. Dua depends upon the da'wat. If the da'wat is in accordance with the order of Allah and the pattern shown by Allah in the Quran, that is the pattern of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the help of Allah will come on the dua. Nuh alayhi salam stood up, they did not listen to him, he gave da'wat 950 years, then he prayed, "Oh Allah, do not leave one single cattle on the face of the earth." Like our learned Imam read in the first or the second ruku, first or the second rakat of the Isha prayers, the dua of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. See, then what happened? The power of Allah. Use the power of makhluk, the water. The whole tribe of Nuh alayhi salam drowned, except those who mounted the boat. Who accepted the invitation, they were saved by the power of Allah. Those who did not mount the boat, did not accept the invitation, they were drowned. And a rule was shown to the demonstrators of the world. Nisbat is nothing in Islam. I am an old Muslim. I am from the Prophet's family. I am a dweller of Hijaz al-Muqaddas. Nothing. The son of Nuh alayhi salam disobeyed his father, did not mount the boat, did not accept the invitation. He started to drown. And Nuh alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, your promise is correct. And this is my son going down. Save him." He replied, "Qala ya Nuh innahu laysa min ahlik innahu amalun ghayru salih." "Oh no, this is not your son. His amal is irreligious." So the criterion with Allah is amal and not relationship. The wife of Lut alayhi salam and Nuh alayhi salam disobeyed. فَخَانَتَهُمَا. Then they were included in the list of those women that will enter hellfire. The wife of Fir'aun, كَانَ عَلِيًا مِنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ, the greatest of the transgressors, that is known, who challenged Allah and said, "Ana rabbukum al-ala alayhi salim ulku misr wa hadhihi al-anhar tadri min tahtiya fala tubsirun." You see, "I am Rab, am I not the possessor of the kingdom of Egypt? Do not these rivers flow beneath my feet? Do you not see?" You see, his wife said, "Indaka baytun fil jannati wa najjini min fir'auna wa amalihi wa najjini min al-qawmi adh-dhalimin." "Oh Allah, I want a house in paradise next to you. I want to be saved from the wiles of Fir'aun. I want to be saved from his tyrant tribe." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put her name along with the name of Maryam alayha as-salatu wasalam. You see, to show us, you see, these are the two examples of two good women, so that the demonstrators will understand that there is no nisbat in Islam. The criterion is amal. Then came the tribe of Ad. Irama zati limadi allati lam yukhlaq mislaha fil bilad. Their simile was not created. They used to uproot the trees from the ground and say, "Man ashaddu minna quwwa." When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent one inviter, no Islamic state, and no Jaish Alamiya, nothing. One inviter, without any material help whatsoever, depending on the promises of Allah. He went and gave the invitation, they did not listen to his invitation. Then he prayed, the power of Allah used the power of Makhluk, the wind, and the entire tribe lay flat on the ground, never to rise again. Rest in place, hellfire. وَأَمَّا مَنْ تَغَى وَأَسَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَهِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Finished. Those who disobey Allah, transgress against Allah, taken up by the glitter and glamour of the temporary abode, forget the everlasting life of the hereafter, their resting place is nothing but hellfire. Khalas. You see. Then came the tribe of Samud, the inventors, the carvers of fortresses from mountains. One inviter, Salih alayhi salam, alone, single-handed was sent. You see. And Salih alayhi salam did a dua. Oh Allah, show your power to these people. He produced the she camel, you see, from the rock, not from the she camel. Not a camel from a camel, no. The natural rule, that is. No, he produced against the natural rule. A camel from the rock. And said, this is the symbol of Allah's power. They did not listen. They beheaded the camel. Where is your Allah and where is Azab? Salih alayhi salam said, wait 3 days. After 3 days, what happened? Jibreel alayhi salam came down on the ground. The power of makhluk. Used by the power of Khaliq. He shook the ground. The crevices in the fortress gave way and crevices were created. Then he made a blasting sound through the crevices. It attacked the hearts of the tribe of Samud, halved into two. They lay on the ground, never to rise again. Resting place, hellfire. Then came the tribe of Shoaib alayhi salam. Big businessmen. They disobeyed the invitation of Shoaib alayhi salam. He prayed after the period of Dawat was over. He prayed dua to Allah. Then the power of Allah used the power of makhluk. The earth shook the earth. The tribe of Shoaib alayhi salam with their big businesses went below the earth. The earth closed on them. He who and the earth to explain shall never rise to boast again. Finished. That's their end, cut and drawn. Resting place, hellfire. Then came the big kings. See, Namrud, Firaun, the multimillionaire Qarun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't tell Ibrahim alayhi salam, you first build up an Islamic state. You see? Then you form an international army and get the 7th fleet of America to be in your favor. Then you go and give the invitation. How can you oppose the oppressor without having some power? Hole in the brain. Crack-a-doodles. Imbecile of the first order. Weaker brain than a little child. A little child was told, you see, that I will give you a classical, you pass the examination. So the child is immature mind, he cannot understand what is the difference between the promise and the condition. So he ran after the promise in all the shops, you see, of Newcastle. He saw the crisps, he saw the color, he jumped on the seat, he pressed the pedals, he rang the bell. It took him 2 months to go through all the shops. Examination came, he failed. Sealed envelope, the result came. Father opened, Aslam failed. He said, Aslam, come here. Do you see result? Failed. Burr! One slap on the face. He said, what's wrong? You promised to give me the tricycle and why do you slap me? Are, he said, you immature mind, you imbecile. You don't have the power to understand. Tricycle was the promise. Condition was to pass the examination. So those so-called literate illiterates, you see, who are running after the promise, the Islamic state, it's a promise. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم. The promise is the sovereignty of the universe provided you develop the quality of Iman and Amal. Without Iman and Amal, you see this little boys ran after the promise, the state. Visit, punched by the Jews in the backside, got thrown out of Bayt al-Maqdis. You see, the drinkers of the urine of cow stabbed them on the heads, tied their hands behind their backs, and marched them through the streets to show, you see, running after the promise, this was the result. But still the Muslims don't want to wake up. You see, they still think in those terms. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand the power of the invitation. The power of the invitation requires no Islamic state, requires no international army, requires no money, requires no majority, requires no inventing power. It is backed by the creator of all the powers, Allah, the maker and the baker, without any doubt. So Namrud, whole kingdom was opposed by one inviter. He didn't listen, you know. And then he lit the fire when the idols were all destroyed. And the big dummy, you see, a pickaxe was left in his neck. They came and said, "Hey, who has done this to our gods?" You see, when the brain goes opposite direction, gets a hole in the brain, then they cannot even understand that a makhluk, how can he do to Khaliq? So they said, "Who has done this to our mabuds?" So one fellow said, "Ibrahim alayhi salam said he was going to do like that." They called him. And the presence of the public, they asked him, "Hal anta falta haza bi alihatina ya Ibrahim?" You see? Brain absolutely turned round about. When you don't understand the rule of Allah, this is what happens. You see? Brain moves in the wrong direction. Thoughts move in the wrong direction. "Did you do this to our God?" He said, "You ask the big dummy if we can answer." When he went in front of the big dummy, motionless, speechless. He cannot stretch his hand, he cannot hear, he cannot see, he cannot talk. So they understood the folly of their religion of their forefathers. But they did not want to change. So they lit a fire for the destruction of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What did Allah do? The power of Khaliq used the power of makhluk in favor of the inviter and against those who denied the invitation. وَقُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. خلاص. Finish, one order. The power of Allah used the power of makhluk, the fire, extinguished and made it a garden on one side. Not so cold that he would freeze. Not so hot that he would burn. Salam. So that he will live peacefully. Then he put a mosquito up the nose, you see, of Namrud. That was his end. Finished. Then the great multimillionaire Harun, he did not listen to the invitation of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The earth split, he went inside, the earth closed. That was his end. The power of Allah used the power of the makhluk, the earth. Split it, went inside, closed, khalas. Resting place, hellfire. Fir'aun, he didn't say Isabila Fir'aun, Ma Sultanat Islamiya, or Jaishul Alamiya. He didn't say so. Isabila Fir'aun, innahu ta'a. Go single-handed against Fir'aun. He has become a transgressor. So when an inviter stands up, you see taghayyurat, changes takes place, not an ibadat, on invitation. Understand this rule. On invitation the changes take place, not on ibadat. Ibadat is one juz of the da'wat. Is one juz of the da'wat. So when the taghayyurat took place, azab came of the frogs, of the insects, of the food turning into blood. Whenever azab came, he said, "Oh Musa, toba, toba, toba. Pray that this azab will go, I will not do again." Till finally Musa alayhi salam got tired of it. Then he lifted his hands, he said, "Oh Allah, destroy their wealth, destroy their strength. Don't leave a single kafir on the face of the earth, because they do nothing but mislead your creation." Then they were brought onto the river. And they were brought onto the river, three rules were shown to the Muslims. Because I demonstrated all these rules that the Quran shows, it is to show the demonstrator the power of the invitation and the rules of the invitation. You see? So, both were brought onto the river, in front the water with the power of drowning, at the back the army with the power of killing, sandwiched between two deaths. Sandwiched between two deaths. So, the Bani Israel were not inviters. They didn't have that iman which an inviter has. Naturally they said, you see, inna lamudrakun, we are doomed. Musa alayhi salam was a trained inviter. He had seen, you see, the ownership changing. He thought he was the owner of the staff. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him, "I am the owner of the owner of the staff. I am the owner of the owner of the staff. The creator of the owner of the staff. And I can change the shapes and form and quality as to my will." He made the snake, the staff into a snake and snake into a staff, and change all the qualities. So that these demonstrators will understand that was not a simple demonstration. All these big shops, these are what? That stick. My shop. My shop. What do you do? I get the rands from the shop. What do you do with the rands? I bring up my wife and children. I buy the Mercedes Benz. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Acha, these are your shops." So he turns the shops into the snakes. You see? If the shops and the money is not used in accordance with the order of Allah, then those same shops and that money, you see, will become the serpent. The form is changed and the quality is changed. But if the order of Allah is obeyed, khudha wa la takhaf, that's the snake. You see, those things of which you are afraid, catch it. You see, when the order of Allah is obeyed, then the snake changes into the staff. When the order of Allah is obeyed, infiru khifafan wa sikhala, you see, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakat into the shops, barakat into the money, barakat into the life, barakat into the family, barakat into the children. You see, everything is in his hands. So Musa alayhi salam was a trained inviter, so he said, "Kalla, impossible." The first rule is shown to the inviters. When you will deny all forces and all forms and place your belief only in Allah, then every power that you have denied will be subjugated to you by Allah. When he said "Kalla," he denied the power of the water, drowning power. He denied the power of Fir'aun and the army, the killing power, and placed his belief in Allah. Inna mayya rabbi sayahdeen. Then, my dear friends and brother, both the powers were subdued to Musa alayhi salam. وَإِزْفَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ. The water split, the roads were made. The Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel started to pass through. Fir'aun now put his forces behind and followed close heel to heel. with the Bani Israel trying to catch upon them. The order from Allah came, وَاتْرُكِ الْبَحْرَ رَحْوَى إِنَّهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُغْرَخُونَ. Then they quickly left the water, then the water closed. Second rule, when the water closed and the angel of death came in front, he said, "Oh Allah, I am not a mushrik. I believe in the Rabb Harun and Musa. I am not a mushrik." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Alam, now when you have seen the angel of death, to show the demonstrator that the door of Tawbah is open, can you see the angel of death?" When we are going to see the angel of death, you ask a heart specialist. If he says yes, he is telling a lie. He doesn't know. Except Allah, nobody knows. بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. On which earth we are going to die, only Allah knows, nobody knows. You see? So, my dear friends and brothers, the best time to do Tawbah is now, when the knowledge is put into our ears. Tawbah, 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 Allah, we have disobeyed you, we have disobeyed your order of going out in the path of Allah. We were demonstrators of the world. We were ordered to do Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar. This was the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khul hadhihi sabiliya tu ilallahi ala basiratin ana wa mani tabani. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered us. Hal ballaghtu, hal ballaghtu, hal ballaghtu. Yes, yes, yes. Ballaghtu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he lifted his forefinger, Allahumma shahad. Then he gave the order, hal yuballigh shahidul ghaib. Who is this order applicable to? Only to the sahabas? No, my dear friends and brothers, it is applicable to every Muslim who believes in the oneness of Allah, who believes that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is walakin Rasulullah wa khataman nabiyyin. Because when there is no prophet after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this order is final till doomsday. When they believe in al-yawm akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena, that this book is the final book,